Maine Democratic Senate candidate Troy Jackson inherits a campaign with no time to spare. Jackson takes over the Democratic campaign after former nominee Graham Plattner withdrew from the race following allegations of sexual assault, forcing party leaders into a rapid 2-week effort to select a new candidate.
To actually be able to lead and get the things that we've wanted forever. And I'm so excited to stand with all of you. Thank you. God bless all of you. Let's get to work and win this damn thing.
The former Senate president built his political reputation as a labor-backed populist from northern Maine, campaigning on lowering health care costs, protecting workers, and taking on corporate influence. The party has rallied behind Jackson, who has emerged as the consensus choice. Here's Ryan Fecteau, Speaker of the Maine House of Representatives.
While she's spending $70 billion for ICE, she isn't addressing some of the key issues that we actually face in our communities.
Jackson now faces a tough challenge. Republican Senator Susan Collins is seeking a sixth term and begins the race with more than $11 million in campaign cash and decades of bipartisan name recognition. Jackson says Collins has sided with President Trump instead of Maine voters.
Too often she's stood with Donald Trump and the corporations that already have too much power. She stood by while the administration attacks federal workers, unions, immigrants, health care, and the basic rights of Maine people.
Collins has long argued her seniority delivers results for Maine, pointing to millions of dollars in federal funding she's secured for infrastructure, hospitals, and community projects. But Jackson says those benefits don't outweigh what he calls the consequences of her votes on health care, labor rights, and Trump's agenda. National Democrats see Maine as one of their best opportunities to flip a seat in November. Collins remains one of the last Republicans representing that state that routinely votes Democratic in presidential elections, making the contest a key battleground in the fight for control of the Senate. For Troy Jackson, this campaign begins immediately, with just over 3 months to reunite Democrats after a bruising political upheaval and convince Maine voters it's time for new representation. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.